Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
A guide has been produced to improve the accessibility of swimming pools to blind and partially sighted people of any age. It's been put together mainly for the benefit of those who run swimming facilities to give them a better understanding of what a vision impaired person might need in terms of accessibility to the swimming pool and support that could be useful while they're there. Leslie Ingani from Action for Blind People, which has produced the guide, told us how they hope it will help to improve the whole swimming experience for a blind or partially sighted person, whether going along on their own or with a sighted companion. Because, as Leslie told us, swimming has a lot to offer.
Well, swimming is such a great sport that, you know, people can do individually or with friends. So obviously we've got visually impaired people that are really keen within Action that wanted to do it, and also like with the other organisations.
I suppose there are two things when it comes to swimming. One is swimming itself, learning how to swim or learning how to enjoy swimming or maybe improve at swimming. And the other thing is the accessibility of swimming pools. We all have them fairly close to us, reasonably close. Do you deal with the accessibility, how to actually get to the pool in the first place and use their facilities?
Yeah, absolutely. We put a section in the guide which is all about making swimming accessible. So the guide is aimed at the leisure centres, etc., to make sure that if they have a visually impaired swimmer coming onto their site, that they can support them right from the start, right from entering the premises. You know, they might need support getting to the changing room, showing where the lockers are, things like that. And even, like, you know, making them consider that the user might have a guide dog as well, you know, and is there somewhere that the guide dog can be left while the swimmer goes in the pool?
Yeah, I suppose there are health and safety considerations, aren't there, which might not apply to a sighted swimmer. Do you deal with that, or are, from your experiences, these leisure centres, swimming pool complexes, etc., are they aware of that and able to deal with it?
I think people are becoming more aware. There is the Inclusive Fitness Initiative, which is for all disabilities, and there's a lot more centres that are joining that scheme now. But we need to enhance the visual impairment. You know, that obviously someone walking out the changing rooms don't know where the shallow end is or the deep end is. So, you know, we need to let the lifeguards know that, you know, they have got a visually impaired swimmer, that they might need some extra support, they might need a lane rope in, things like that, or, you know, let other swimmers know in case if you're going to swim and you accidentally bump into someone, that you don't want them to get annoyed with you, and there's a reason why that is, you know. So we need to make it safe for people to be able to get from the changing rooms into the pool and obviously be able to swim comfortably.
So the guide deals with the accessibility of leisure centres and swimming pools in general. What else does the guide cover?
Well, the guide actually covers all levels of swimming. So whether it's just a recreational swimmer, to people that might be going to swimming lessons, so for a swimming teacher who, you know, has never perhaps come across someone with a visual impairment, they might not understand, you know, how they need to adapt their session to incorporate that swimmer, you know. So they might be very much using demonstrations, which, you know, isn't suitable for someone who is blind. So obviously we can get them to, you know, use more on explanations, or even using like tactile demonstrations where they'll, you know, move the swimmer's arm themselves, which is, you know, acceptable for swimming. So it's for swimming teachers. And then it also goes through to competitive swimming as well, you know, so the site classifications and all the pathway, like from club to competitive swimming. So we've got everything covered.
What about the environment? I'm not thinking of the water, but the pool area. Lighting can be a big factor in many different areas for someone who's blind or partially sighted. Is it a factor in a swimming pool? Is that an important thing to think about?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of swimming pools can have issues because they've got a lot of windows around them. There can be issues with the lighting. They're either too dull or there's a lot of glare coming in from the sunshine through the windows. So you've got reflections as well. So it can be quite difficult, you know, especially if you've got someone who can see fine within the changing rooms and their eyes have adjusted to the lighting in there, to come through into a really bright swimming pool with this glare that, you know, it does impact them. So yeah, it's definitely an issue, and obviously it can restrict the vision during swimming as well if it's reflected on the water.
So do you in fact advise perhaps a visit first to a pool, you know, without getting into your swimming kit, just to check the place out before you actually turn up to swim?
I would definitely recommend contacting your swimming pool and, you know, having a word with them. And then obviously depending on the person, whether they would feel confident going themselves or whether just knowing that they've, you know, made arrangements to go and that they want to come swim and then they know that the support's there when they get there. But if someone's more comfortable having a visit, then, you know, that's what each person wants to do, isn't it? Whether, you know, that a phone call's enough or whether to feel more confident they go and visit first.
And although, as we heard, Action for Blind People's Guide to Swimming for People with Sight Loss has mainly been produced for those who are running swimming pools, you might find it handy to read what's said, as it could possibly give you ideas about the things to be thinking about when going to a swimming pool. The guide can be downloaded from the Action for Blind People website at www.actionforblindpeople.org.uk/resources/resources-download/show/150 as a PDF or Word document, or you can order one in Braille, large print or on audio CD by phoning Leslie Ingani at Action for Blind People on 01 642 233 439.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter at VI Talk Podcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.